You have no right to help the guy put the medicine in. And so Amalei Icho Rav Zvid, Icho Rav Zvid, the Kari Kavosech. Rav Zvid also holds like you. Abba Vishnila, he asked a question like you, but they gave an answer on this. The answer is, and Rav Zvid also used to ask the same type of a question. But here it says Poshid, that Mesayayayim by Mamish. Such a help is not called anything. So Rashi explains, Mesayayayim, this type of help, ain't by Mamish means nothing. That means, Mishayin oisim alocha, Mamish, you're not doing anything really. Hello, Mesayayayim mat, you're only helping a little bit. Ki hai, like over here. Or Balavu Mesabit, and without you, it also is done. Ain't by Mamish, that's not called doing anything. Vokim Mesach the Shabbos, a Masniya. That somebody could do it, and somebody can't do the malach, they do it together, the one that can't do it is not called doing anything. So this Masniya, this help along is not called helping. Helping means where you can't do it yourself, and you need somebody else's help with you, then it's called two people are doing it. But here the guy could do it by himself. You're just giving him a little bit help, which is like nothing, that's mutter. It's called the guy is doing the medicine, and the guy is allowed to put medicine on you on Shabbos. But, a name was matter that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to use medicine. He was matter, he himself put on this medicine on his eyes on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, Omalei Rav Ashi, la Meima, so Rav Ashi, back to a Meima. A question to you. Bishleima, regular Yom Tov Sheni is good. But a Yom Tov Sheni Rosh Hashanah we had in the first Gemara, we hold it like a Din Vadai. It's 2 days Asa Chumra. The Yomar Rav said like this. Neis b'yomtiv rishon, if somebody dies in the first day yomtiv, yisaskel b'yanamim. If you want to make the kfura the first day, you only have to let goyim do the kfura. B'yomtiv sheni, let's say a Jew dies in the second day yomtiv, then yisaskel b'yisrael. Even a Jew is allowed to be Isaac in the kfura, carry him. V'yafilu b'shneyam tomesh Rosh Hashanah. Even on the second day Rosh Hashanah, since l'maisa it's only midirabbanan, the second day Rosh Hashanah, it's not midiraisa, the rabbanan will make on the gaya to a mace, you can do whatever you want. B'mashen came b'beitza. Mashek and an egg that was born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's also to eat the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to eat it the second day. Even though an egg born on the first day Pesach, you're allowed to eat it the second day Pesach. But on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's more strict, like he had the Gemara in Daf Hei and Daf Vav. Because Rosh Hashanah, the first takana was 2 days Vaday. So how could you say he could do medicine the second day of Rosh Hashanah? It's like a Vaday Kedushas Yom Tov. It should be also to do Refuah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Or Malais, he answered back, I know can Adoy Srirli. I go like Nadoy, I go like Hishita. The Yamri Nadoy says, after Beitzer, even Beitzer is also Mutter. And the Loch is not like this. The Loch is that a Beitzer is also the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And the Loch is you're not allowed to take medicine in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Or my Daitcha, so he's answering, Nadoy is answering back. My Daitcha, why do you want to say the second day of Rosh Hashanah should be Chomer, should be like a Vada Yom Tov? Because we had before on Daz Hei, that Dilmi Ma'avrele Lelu, maybe they'll make Elu an extra day. And they'll keep, in other words, the Eidim will come very late, and they'll make Taka the next day of Rosh Hashanah, and they kept today Rosh Hashanah. So there's a case that you'll have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. He said over them, from the times of Ezra and onwards, it never came out Ella was an extra, was an Ibra, had an extra day to it. Ella was only 29 days, that's all. The 30th day was always Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it never came out to be a doubt about Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah, we keep 2 days, is only a doubtful, a suffix. It's not like a vaday. Therefore, Nadoi holds that an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it the second day of Rosh Hashanah, like a regular 2 days Yom Tov of Pesach HaSukkos. And therefore, he holds you're allowed to use medicine also the second day Yom Tov. Mashengi, we hold not like that. We hold Rosh Hashanah is more strict. The second day is like a vaday. But then the Mishnah said, you can't bake thick bread, only thin bread. Tana Rabbanan, Veishama Yirmashami says, you can't bake nice thick bread on Pesach. So the Havim Minariz is a question of chametz. If it's too thick, it'll become chametz, that's why you can't do it on Pesach. Beisil says, no, even a thick matzah you could also make. Vekama Passover, how thick could the matzah be to still be kosher to eat on Pesach? Omer Rav Huna, Tefach, Mamash, 4 inches wide. That's how big the matzah could be and still be kosher. She came mitzinah b'lechem upon him. Every Shabbos they made lechem upon him. It was a tefach wide, and it had to be for matzah, not chametz. It couldn't be chametz. So you see, you can make a matzah a tefach thick, a nice challah that's not chametz thick. Mask of Rabbi Yisro, don't bring me a raya from the shtei lechem. In Mamrubu's reason, it was said that they could do it in the base of Migdish to Kahanim could bake it that way so fast the nation doesn't become chametz. Yoimru B'shein is reason. You want to say any private person can make such a thick bread in his own house on Pesach? You have to be afraid. You're not so zorous, you're not so careful and fast like the Kanamah. In Marmu Vapasa Mela, by the Shtei Lechem, they worked on it a lot. They used to bang it a lot. That's why it didn't become chametz. Yarmu Vapashaina Mela, you want to say by your own private bread, the dough there, that you don't bang it up so much. In Marmu Vaitzim Yveshim, there in the Beis Midrash, the wood they use is very dried out wood. Therefore, the fire was very hot. Therefore, it baked it up very well, didn't become chametz. Yarmu, you want to tell me, Beitzim Lachim, you could do a private house where your wood is not so hot, it's a little bit wet. It's damp the wood, it doesn't give off such a good heat. In Marmur Batana Chamev was said in the Beis Hamikdash that had a very hot tanner, was baking a lot there. Yarmur Batana Tzonin, you want to say now a private oven that are not as hot as the tanner from the Beis Hamikdash. In Marmur Batana Shel Matchis, it was said about in the Beis Hamikdash, the oven was made for metal. That kept it very, very hot. Yarmur, you want to say Batanu Shacheris, a normal person's in his own house, his own oven is made out of earthly clay. That doesn't make it so hot. So you can't tell me from the fact they made the Shtei Lechem and they made the Lechem upon him in the Beis Hamikdash. It wasn't Chametz. Who didn't know? Everybody can make in his own house also such. It's not true? So Amr Rabbi Yirmi, it's like this. Amr Rabbi Yirmi Barabba. Sheilis es Rebbe Biyuchra. I asked Rebbe privately. Omani, who is my Rebbe? Who is a Chosher person? Rav. That my Passover. What does it mean talking in the Mishnah here? You can't bake a Passover on Yom Tov. He meant to say Pras Meruba. It wasn't talking about how thick it is. Just mean you're not allowed to bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. And he could the army some say Rabbi Yirmi Barabba, Amarav, that Shilas says Rebbe, Ayes Rebbe, the Yichud privately, Omani, who is this Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Ayes Rabbeinu HaKadosh, my Passover. What does it mean in the Mishnah, according to Veshama, you can't bake a thick bread on Yom Tov? It means Pas Meruba. It means a lot of bread. You can't bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. If you have my Karolei Passover, why is it called a thick bread? Mishum de Nefisha Belisha. You have a lot of dough. In order to bake a lot of bread means you have to use a lot of dough. Inami, another territory says, Biyasri, the high town in this town's place, where he lived, Pas Meruba, a lot of bread, Pas Ovid Korole, was called the thick bread. So that's what our Mishnah means. You can't bake Bekitsa a lot of bread on Yom Tov. For the Gemara Michti. So what are you telling me now? What should be the Yisr? How come you can't bake a lot of bread? Mishun the Katara Tircha, because you're working too much. It's a Tircha, it's a bother. The Lord Tzorch that you don't need, like you don't need so much bread on Yom Tov. But since you don't need so much bread, don't bake it on Yom Tov. If so, Mayi Repesach, why is he talking about on Pesach here, Mashmas Chometz, Afilu B'Shar Yom Tovim? It's not a din in Chometz, it's a Loch and Nuchas Yom Tov. So why does it say, Dafka Pesach for, even Sukkot and Shavuot should also be the same Alocha? That according to Beis Shama, it's a Tircha to bake a lot of bread. And the Gemara Enoch Naimi, you take it true, it's true what you're saying. The Tana, the Yom Tov, the Pesachoi. Now this Tana, when he said over this Alocha, I was talking about on Pesach. Therefore he said Pesach. But it's not Alocha and Pesach, it's Alocha Mishum Chometz. It's a loch in the Yom Tov Tikalocha. The Beis Shammai says it's too much tircha involved, too much bother in baking a lot of bread. Tani Nam Yachav, we learn like this also. Beis Shammai Yermim, Einoifin, Pas Meruba, Bibi Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. It's too much tircha. Mestam, even if you need it. O Beisilo Matir, Mestilo Matir, no, as much as you need for Yom Tov, even though it's a lot of bread, it's a lot of work, whatever you need for Yom Tov, Tanak Vitzmuta. Weiter. Afu Oimer. He also, Rabbi Gamil also used to say, Shleshet Verum Lahokil. There were three things we used to do. Lekula, we used to be Mekel. Mechabdin Beis Hamitos. We used to clean the bedroom on a Yom Tov. Or Rashi says, Beis HaMesiba Sheichlim Shom. In the place you used to eat. Shoyim Mesubi Liyechon Lagab Yomitos. You used to eat on lying down on beds. O Menichin Esa Mugma Be Yom Tov. You allowed to burn like spices in order to make it smell nice on Yom Tov. That's also Mutter. Because Levona Agab Gecholim. You could throw Levona, the senses, on top of coals. In order to make the smell come up, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. That's called shav l'chol nefesh. So according to Beis Hillel, this is mutter. The yosin gedi makulis b'leil psochim. You light a roast like a gedi, the whole kid. Makulis means like they did by Korban Pesach. Roast the whole kid the way it is, not to cut off in pieces, but roast the whole animal the way it is. The chachamim oisrim. Chachamim say no, nothing doing it's awesome. Because the Bible looks like you're doing a Korban Pesach. That's awesome. Shrash chachamim oisrim b'shloshin. All three. The chavid, you can't clean the house. Mishum Ashva Gumas. At that time, it's talking about the floors were dirt, and you're afraid maybe there are holes in the dirt, and when you're sweeping it, you're going to smooth out the holes. It's an Isabinyan. Ove Mugma, why can't you burn spices? Mishum the Lav Sarah Kol Nefeshu. The Chum said it's not called Shavla Kol Nefesh. Not everybody needs to smell these spices. Only some as Mefunik, that's very sensitive. Ove Mahai Time, Asrin and Lev Iksuvis. And the Gzi will see in the Gemara, why not? You can't do it after the Churban Abayis. You're not allowed to roast the whole meat on Pesach. It looks like you're doing Kachim Bachutz. Omar Rav Asi. machloikis legamer. So machloikis now mishnah, whether it's mutter or not, is only to burn the spices in order to smell the odor. Avol hareyach divrei hakam mutter. So Rashi's machloikis legamer means kishoshu chachomim lechom seret tzos liyosu velo kishemnicho kidei ligma bakelim. Forget, you want to burn the spices in order that the smoke, the smell, should go into your clothing, to make the clothing smell nicely. That's when the Chum says Tosser. You want the smell to go into your clothing. It's not to make you smell nice, but to make the Kalim smell nice. That's when the Chum says Tosser. But if you only do it, the odor should come up that you should smell it, that's called Hanoyis Haguf. And that's called Eichon Nefesh, it's Doimot Eichon Nefesh, and everybody holds a smutter. That's what Rav Asi wants to say. So the Machlekes in the Mishnah was Chum said, Tzatzah is only, when you're making these spices, the smell to come up, is only to make the clothing smell nice. Avol HaReach, for the person himself to smell the odor, the Rihakol smutter. Meis, we have a question you. The din is Ein Mechabdin Beis Hamitis. Our Mishnah says you can't sweep out the floor on Yom Biyomtif. Vishal Beis HaMgamliyo Mechabdin. They were Mekul, said you're allowed to. Omer Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik. A lot of times I went after the Gamliel, and they would not clean up the floor, sweep up the floor on Yom Tov. They would only sweep up the floor on Erev Yom Tov. You know what they did? And on the sweet, nice, cleaned up floor, they would spread out a nice sheet. And the Mocher, when it comes tomorrow on Yom Tov, when they had guests coming and they wanted the room to look nice, what they would do is then, they would just take away then the nice sheets on the floor. It came out, the house is beautiful. Male by itself. But they held the masasa to sweep the floor on Yom Tov. Ormuloy, they said back to him, if so, if that's what they did, it's not only mutter to do on Yom Tov, you could even do that on Shabbos also, to make the house look nice. You're not allowed to burn the spices on Yom Tov. There they did burn the spices on Yom Tov. Now, Amr Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, Tovim Harbor a lot of times, Dichnas Niyachah Abel Beis on Gamliel. A lot of times I went to visit on Gamliel. I did not see them really burning the spices on Yom Tov itself. What they did was they had this pitcher-like made out of metal. On Erev Yom Tov, they would fill it up with the smoke, the odor of the scents. And they will clog up the holes of this vessel. In other words, the odor, the good spice, the smell was inside this metal kli. L'machor on Yom Tov, when their visitors came, they would open up the holes, and now the house would smell delicious. All the odor came out of this kli and made the house smell nice. In other words, I saw that they did not really burn the spices on Yom Tov itself, so he also held it was usur. They just did it from Erev Yom Tov. Ormulah said back to him, came, if that's true, after Shabbos Mutter, such a thing you could even do on Shabbos. After Shabbos Mutter, Lassus came. El Yitma, if you learn Toch Yitma, this is the way you're supposed to learn. That Om Ravasi, in other words, we see clearly the question is making Mugmar on Yom Tov itself. That the Man Yarm and the Mishnah says you're allowed to, and we see the Machloikis is even in making it smell nice. That there's a tzad to say you're not allowed to burn the spices even to make the room smell nice. Not like Rav Asi wanted to say, that to make the room smell nice, that you should smell it for sure, it's mutter. It's only machlokes to make your clothing, your jacket smell nice. Here it's mashm, even to make the room smell nicely, he said they did not do it. So Mar says, Eliyit Machim, if you want, this is the way you should learn. Om Rav Asi, machlokes l'reich. Machlokes is to smell. Avol agamer, but to make your clothing smell good, osur. Everybody holds this osur. Now, Iboilihu, Ma'al Ashen, what about... Rashi says, "Peiros b'oshen b'stam melikloy tam abushim." What if you have fruits and you want the smell of the spice to go into the fruits? Can you burn the spice in order that the smell should go into the fruit? In order to go into the clothing, we said it's osur. What about into the fruits, into food? Rav Yehuda bar Rabbi Omer, Rav osur. It's also osur. Shmuel lama mutter. Shmuel says here it's mutter. Hey, since you're making the food smell good, so that's b'chal eichon nefeshur. It's not there to making your clothing. If you're only making the spices that the smell should go into your clothing, that's osur. It's not called Eichel Nefesh. Going to your clothing is not such Hanoi Saguf. That's awesome. But to make the smell go into fruit and then you can eat the fruit, there'll be a better, more geschmack. That's more Dermot Eichel Nefesh. Rafunu Ramarosa Mechneshe Mechab. You're exhausted because before you're being Mechab, you're putting out the fire. When you put the food on top of these burning charcoals, or not the spoon, but when you put the spice on top of the charcoals, you're taking it out. So this Malachim is awesome. Omer Rav Nachman, v'nei mamar, mevnei shemavar, why don't you say better? You're burning the spices, you're not allowed to burn it. If it's not called Eichon Nefesh, it should be also. Omer, he answered back, chilosim mechaba, what happens when you put these spices, when you throw it down on the coals, first it puts out the coal a little bit. V'soifim mavar, at the end it makes it burn better. So that's why I said first mechaba, and I didn't say mavar. Omer Rav Yehuda, agabe gechel esosish, you know, to put a mamash on top of the coals, taka it's osir. Because you're taka putting out the fire. Agabe cheres mutter. But we only have a cheres, you heated up the hot plate, and now the hot plate is hot, on that you're allowed to put the scents, because you're not really burning the scents. So that's mutter taka. Mashenka, it's only yosef to put it on top of the coals, that's osir, mishum, kibuy, that's taka rosim. You have a rabbi, rabbi says no. Rabbi says, agabe cheres nami yosir. Even agabe cheres also it's osir. Mishum, the komer ledrecha. Because you're causing smell to go into a food. It's called like you're creating smell now. You're creating smell, that's awesome. Because when you want to put the scents like into the cheres, even this earthy kli, you're making the smell go into the kli. It didn't have smell before. By creating something new, karavu liyaisim locha chadasha. It looks like you're doing a new melacha. See, even on an earthly kli, if it's hot and you want to put the sense into this kli, since the sense now is going to be like burnt up there, and it'll cause the kli itself to become smelly nice, that's doima to a melacha, and that's also to do on Yom Tov. All right, we'll stop here tonight.